Turn to Proverbs chapter 12. We're going to look at verse 16. Yesterday, we were driving out to the Amish there in Marshall to buy some vegetables for our garden. And as we were going there, we were going out 47, and a guy was on a motorcycle in front of us. And there was a car that was up around the bend, and it had pulled out in front of him. He was on this motorcycle. And he was angry. And you could tell he was angry. And he made some gestures, some obscene gestures to this person. And then he got right up on the back of this person. Well, we're gonna talk here just a minute about wrath, okay? And how that is shameful in the Christian. You know what I wanted to do? I was behind him. I wanted to get right up on the back of him. And I'm a Baptist preacher. But I will tell you, I'm a man of like passions with you. I am. And I know something about anger and wrath in the life of God's people. I do know something about that. The young men that work for me, I've often told them that the drywall business will bring out the best in you and bring the worst in you too. And they see me for who I am most of the time. And so when I saw that, and I saw that in myself, and I saw him, it brought shame to me that these things came to me like that, just like that. They were on me. And I thought about all the times that I had went by people. And yes, it was Christian gestures that happened, maybe not obscene gestures. And maybe I said, in a Christian cussing sort of way, I talked to them, but it was still anger, and it was still wrath. And these are things that are shameful in a Christian's life, and we're going through these things in the book of Proverbs here early on Sunday mornings here, just so that we would see that the things of this world, you know, this world glorifies wrath. It does. It really glorifies this idea of going out and vengeance. And taking care of problems, all right? It glorifies that. But let me just say this, that Jesus Christ came to this world. We've been talking about humiliation and humility and how Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that one who with a word could have destroyed everything in his path. He could have absolutely annihilated everyone that stood in his way. Dear God, if we had that power, if we had that power in and of ourselves, but he could have done it. But he took upon himself the wrath of men, and he hung on Calvary's cross. They stripped him. They beat him. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They did all these things. They plucked his beard out by the roots. And yet he spoke not a word. Not a word did he speak. Now, Christ is who we follow. He is who we look to, is he not? He's that one who Brother Warren just got through talking about. He's that one in whom he's the pattern, right, for our lives. And so as we read this, I want you to remember these things and how quick we are to see wrath in others. And how it seems like we justified it in and of ourselves. We justified, oh, we were right in doing that. We were right in this. No, wrath in no way is right. The only way wrath is right is if it's a justified wrath, and that's the wrath of God. His is the only wrath that is justified, because he's perfect. Now listen to these words found in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 16. It says, a fool's wrath. A fool's wrath. I'm not calling you a fool. If you're full of wrath, the scripture is calling you a fool. The word of God is calling you a fool. The spirit of God is calling you a fool this morning. A fool's wrath is presently known. You're going to see it. You're going to see it. But a prudent man, a wise man, a converted man, one who is born from above is going to cover shame. He covereth shame. Let me read you a few verses here real quick. I was going to go around the room and read, but that might be a little difficult to set that up this morning. So Proverbs, or let's look at Psalms 37 real quick. And we're going to jump through here. I'm going to try to turn as quickly as possible. But Proverbs 37, I want you to listen to what the Bible has to say about wrath. Verses 7 through 9. In Psalms, I'm sorry. Psalms 37, verses 7 through 9. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Now turn over to Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14. Listen to verses 17, and then I'm going to read verse 19. Verse 17 of Proverbs 14. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. Now look at verse 29. It says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Proverbs 15, listen to verse 1. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Listen to verse 18. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. Proverbs 16, listen to verse 14. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. Proverbs 16, verse 32. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. It's in Proverbs 17, verse 14. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. Proverbs 19, listen to verse 11. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. Verse 12, the king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. Verse 19, a man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again and again and again. Proverbs 21, listen to verse 23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Verse 24, proud and haughty scorner is his name who dealeth in proud wrath. Proverbs 21. I'm missing so many. 24. We just read that. Proverbs 22. Verse 24. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him. I'm on the wrong one. 22:24. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Verse 25. Lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Turn over to Proverbs 25, verse 28. Proverbs 25, 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Proverbs 27, verse 3. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Verse 4. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Proverbs 29, verse 8. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. Proverbs 30, verse 33. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. Ecclesiastes 7, very quickly. Well, we only have a few more. Ecclesiastes 7. Not that we're exhausting the word of God on this, but for time's sake, we'll stop. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Now the New Testament, very quickly, Galatians. chapter 5, starting with verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Real quick, Ephesians 4. Look at verse 26. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, dear Lord and Heavenly Father. Oh, how great a love it is that you loved us. We had our fist raised in anger and rebellion against you. Father, if we could have, and if we had have been there in the flesh when the Son of God, when Jesus Christ, our Savior, when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when he was placed upon that wooden pole outside the city walls of Jerusalem, if we could have, we would have ran up in our flesh and in our sin and in our wrath and in our anger. We would have ran up and we would have grabbed the very hammer from the Roman guards, grabbed the nails from their hands, and we would have drove those nails into our Savior's hands, to his feet. We would have picked up that spear and gladly shoved it into his side. Oh, Father, you have redeemed us. What a price you paid for these rebels. Father, you have revealed Christ to us, the Spirit of Christ, rules and reigns in the hearts and the lives of God's people. Oh, Father, may we ever be aware of sin. Father, may we hate it. May we long for that day when we will stand in your presence and that we will be without sin, that we will be a spotless, that spotless bride. Oh, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has cleansed us of all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you that even in our sin and when we wrath is seen in our lives and it is displayed in our lives, that by your grace we might run to your throne and confess our sins and know that they are put away, that they are gone, that they will never be remembered again. Oh, what grace that drew salvation's plan. What love that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Father, thank you. Holy Spirit, we pray for your power this morning. We pray for your power upon the singing of these hymns that we are about to sing. We pray for the power on the prayers that are brought and lifted up before you today. We pray for the power of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that it would be effectual in the lives of these people here that sit in this place. Oh, that it might be useful, and that you would speak today, we pray, for your glory and for your honor. It is in your beautiful Son's name we pray.